We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Liberal. Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
I always forget to turn on my mic. All right, so we have the conservative god on the line.
Oh, my God. He's a conservative god. He's literally one of my best friends.
I'm telling you right now, Deirdre does not get second billing here. It's not Mooch and the Missus. It's Deirdre and the Mooch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. No, that's gonna, you know that's going to be the
mind,
name change if they keep me on the show before they blow my ass off it. All right, so we should probably introduce you. Everyone recognizes your voice because you have an internationally recognized voice. But
everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity. I had numerous conversations with Sean Hannity at Fox, and Sean Hannity said...
Sean, what did you say?
Everyone recognizes that voice, too.
By the way, you know, there's a funny story behind that. So I'm in the middle of... That was in, I don't know, one of the debates. I think it was the one in Vegas. And all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of the press area. And that happens, and then, like, every eye in the room turned towards me, and I just waved and said, hi.
Awkward.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Hannity from Long Island, New York. So
that was a huge commercial for you, actually.
But Sean, tell us a little bit about this odyssey for you, because, you know, obviously you're a legend in radio, you're a legend on television, you have the highest...
A legend in my own mind, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I'll tell the story through the context. I'll make it more interesting in this sense, is that when we first met, and I'll never forget it, I mean, I felt like every best buddy, every best friend that I ever had in my life was you. And it turns out we had almost identical parallel lives, except you went to Harvard and I didn't. But we grew up very middle class, 50 by 100 lot.
Both Capricorns.
Yeah, that's bad for Deirdre.
yes, and, I know.
But we, you know, I was delivering papers when I was 8 years old, washing dishes every Friday, Saturday, Sunday by hand till 2 a.m. I was a short order cook. I was a busboy, waiter, bartender. Never really took a dime from my parents. Worked my way in and out of school, and I fell in love with radio, and I started working for free, and one day I got a job at $19,000 a year. And, you know, it's sort of like when you come from grandparents like yours, and what you write about in Blue Collar Trump, and grandparents like mine that literally came from Ireland with 10 bucks in their pocket, and my dad grew up poor in Bed-Stuy, and my mom grew up poor in the South Bronx. This is the Scaramucci story, the Hannity story. This is the Deirdre story, I'm assuming.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're all really, really blessed, and we all stand on shoulders of really amazing, courageous people that their great dream really wasn't for them. Mm-hmm. Their great dream was that they could take it as far as they could, hand it off to their kids, and each generation would have a better life. And that's what makes America, you know, the greatest country on the face of this earth, because it is, you know, the land of opportunity. The best thing I like about what Donald Trump has done is 8 years of Obama, 13 million more Americans end up on food stamps and 8 million more in poverty. And 2 years under Trump, we have 4.5 million new jobs and 8 million fewer Americans on food stamps and in poverty. That, to me, is what matters, because he's helping out my grandfather and my father, who fought in World War II also when he was 19 years old.
So tell Sean what you don't like about the president, baby. It's your podcast. It's Deirdre and Little Tiny Mooch. We'll call it Deirdre and Tiny Mooch.
Now you sound like, remember when Connie Chung was interviewing Newt Gingrich's wife? It's just between me and you. Just
and 30 million exactly, viewers.
Remember that?
This is my first.
And it rhymed with which he said, right? That was great. All right, but go ahead, baby. Go ahead, baby. Tell Sean, what you don't like about him.
And then I don't need to say Sean's what I don't reaction. Like about him.
Tell him.
Let me have it, and I'll listen.
Listen. So this is the deal with me. I'm very balanced. And that's the thing with Anthony. He describes me as a liberal, but I'm not really a liberal. I've always worked, and I've, like you said, I've come from a family of immigrants. We've worked our ass off. And so I'm not somebody who's like completely and totally, you know, out of the box and totally liberal. That's not me. What I don't like is just the whole the rhetoric and like the kind of the anger fueled stuff that he has to say. I totally on policy agree with him on many things. I just can't get with how he communicates with everybody.
Let me ask you a series of quick questions.
Yes.
Interview
me. I'm being interviewed by Sean Hannity.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Do you believe he has dramatically improved the economy?
I do. Yes.
Are Americans better off substantially?
Financially, economically, I believe so. Yes.
Do you think that his peace through strength, little rocket man, fire and fury, my red button works, rhetoric? Rocket Man. Little Rocket Man. Do you think that strength brought about a chance for a denuclearized Korean Peninsula?
Yes. Yes. This is why I have such a hard time with him. I struggle with this man.
Thing. You don't like his style.
I don't like his style. I like his style. Okay, in a personal setting, I think I like his style. You know, Anthony has some like ridiculous way about him too. Obviously, I'm drawn to that sort of like, you know, idiocy and stuff.
You like all of us crazy kids.
Exactly.
We're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Right.
And like, you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning.
Right. I like the antics. I like that stuff, obviously, but I don't like the.
Can I help you out with this?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm trying not to, like, you know, offend you.
No. Listen, it's the number one thing that people that don't like Trump, they're happy the country's headed in the right direction. Every poll shows that. They don't like either some of the tweeting. Look, I'll be the first to say.
Yeah, the tweeting is just a disaster.
He needs to cut back on 5% of it.
Yeah.
It's a great mechanism by which he can bypass the media. Here's
totally
the most
agree.
Important thing, though. You know, everybody in my life that I have ever met, including your husband and you, mm-hmm. two great smart people, you know, really smart, creative people, their blessing is often their curse, if that makes sense.
Totally.
So what gives Donald Trump the ability to go to our NATO allies and negotiate billions of dollars in concessions or redo NAFTA and trade deals with Mexico and Canada and get concessions to help America's manufacturing, our farmers, our dairy guys, the same qualities that say, I'm not going to let this guy fire any more missiles over Japan and threaten Guam and threaten the entire peninsula where maybe 30 million people, if he gets a nuclear weapon, could die in a single day. Mm-hmm. The same tough guy that is doing all of those things and boldly keeping his promises to deregulate and open up energy and fight for the border and give us the biggest tax cut in history and put judges that he promised on the bench, which had never happened in history before, a list of judges, that personality is not going to just, you know, the switch isn't going to go off just because he's fighting fake news and Jim Acosta.
Right. Like he's going to be the bulldozer in both situations. And so,
listen,
yeah.
So, but when he's fighting for the people, mm-hmm. we want that.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Part of the price
of
that is every once in a while we got to roll our eyes and so be it. Who cares?
You're right.
That's my attitude.
You're right. So he's silenced me.
No.
I have nothing else to
Come
say.
Come on. Oh, my God. My God, you that silenced happened, Mrs. Mooch. This is unbelievable.
He just totally schooled me.
Oh, my God.
On my
he's bitch. Oh, my God. He's bitch slapping Mrs. Mooch right on the pocket.
He did. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to go have my coffee. I'm going to let you guys talk.
Baby.
Wait, Sean wants to say something.
No, okay.
I'll say this. I now know your husband. I love your husband. Honestly, I can look at him and I'm like, I just laugh.
Oh, there's a bromance. There's a bromance?
Oh, the feeling's mutual. You know that.
Yeah.
You turned my book into a bestseller, by the way.
You may even get tired of winning.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Anthony has the same qualities as Trump.
Well, I know. I tell him that all the time, and I'm like, oh my God.
You think if John Kelly could fire Trump, he would fire him as quickly as he fired me, Sean?
By the same Anthony that could literally blow up Washington in 11 days is also the guy that could build Skybridge Capital into the whatever, however billions of dollars that thing is worth.
Right.
And he's the guy that also is the champion of his family. He'll go to war for anybody that ever comes near the people he loved. And I love that about him. That's the style I grew up in. Those were always my best friends in life. Those are the people that I respect the most. They're the ones that work the hardest. And what makes them successful sometimes bubbles over into their personal lives and means they're a little imperfect.
Mm-hmm. The most genius people are so flawed personally.
Oh, thanks, baby.
A fact.
Wow. Now, there's the first. Hey, Sean, that was the first heavy salvo into the mooch, okay, from the missus.
Well, that's not saying much about my intelligence because I'm like so normal personally that I must be like Stunat
okay.
or something.
Okay. Hey, Sean, there was one night, okay, where Bo Dietl had like a couple of his friends out and this one guy wouldn't stop flirting with Deirdre. Would not stop, okay? And so I was polite like for the seventh time. And then I decided he needed an Italian baptism, right? So his way into the restroom, of course, I flushed his head in the toilet a few times, right?
Oh my gosh.
So we were dating at the time. Deirdre can say whatever she wants. She was buku turned on by that, okay?
I could never tell anyone what happened after that.
Okay.
Right?
It was good for me. It was good. Hey, Sean, it was good for me after that, okay?
I wasn't in the same bathroom.
Let me just tell you something, okay? She likes alpha men, okay? I was flushing this guy's head in the toilet about three or four times. When he started to drink, I picked his head back up out of the toilet, but I asked him seven times not to do that, and he wouldn't listen.
Seven, you've gone, but I'll go up to somebody if it's a situation like that. I'll be very respectful. Sir, you're being disrespectful. I'm asking you nicely, please. And then I'll go back again. The next time I go back, you're going to be on your ass.
Oh,
right, well, 100%.
He gives him two times.
No, he was spitting up the water from the toilet.
Anyway, this is just a broader picture about your general personality.
Right, well, but the point is that George was buku attracted to that, Sean. Okay, I'm just letting you know. It was like a caveman pulling your
ass. People always say to me, oh, I'm sure they say the same thing about you, Sean. Oh, my God, you know, he's so charming. I'm like, yeah, how do you think I ended up here with these two freaking kids? Right. He's very charming, I know. Right. Anyway.
We're overgrown children. Is that what she's calling us?
Yeah
basically.
I like that, though. I obviously, we'd never hurt anybody. I train 5 days a week, really heavy mixed martial arts, serious Krav Maga, Kenpo, Jiu-Jitsu, street fighting, situational fighting. You never want to ever raise your hands. I have found 99.9999% of the time, if you're respectful to people, they'll be respectful back.
I agree.
And if you get the occasional drunk that's a little out of control, you give them a little more latitude. And as long as they don't get in your space, I like to leave people alone. I'm pretty libertarian about people, their private life. And, you know, I have no qualms. If people want to have a good time, just don't get in a car and drive.
See, I like this side of you because nobody gets to hear any of this personal nonsense, right? So let's talk more about fluff. What should we talk about?
Let me give a shout out to the Hannity family.
I learned it all, Deirdre. I learned it all being a bartender when I was 17 years old.
Well, that's probably the best education you can get, right? You make money off
of a lot in a bar.
Send yourself through school.
Learn a lot in a bar.
But
you really do.
Let's praise the Hannity family for a second, okay? So Sean has two academic stud nephews who have turned out to be exceptional business people. So, Sean, give a little bit of the backstory here, and let's talk about this little deal that we worked on together.
What is this, the block chain?
No. This is this liquid process engineering company in Canada, in Connecticut.
Okay,
that
tell
we bought
me about
into.
This. Okay.
So, Sean, give her the backstory.
Give me the info.
Academically, I'm probably the person. I refuse to take any money to go to college for my parents. They didn't have it. I knew they didn't have it. I didn't want them to beg and borrow to put themselves in hock. I wanted them to save their money for retirement. So I had worked all my years, which allowed me to, you know, go to school. I went to Adelphi a year. I went to NYU, ran out of money. Then I went to work. Then I went back to school. Anyway, so I have, you know, a couple of older sisters. One older sister, my oldest, had three kids. The oldest was a girl. She went to Notre Dame and then medical school in Houston and now has her own practice. The oldest boy went to Yale and then went to Harvard Business School, where you went, Anthony. And the other one went to Princeton. And anyway, these guys got out of school. They didn't want to go through the rut of Wall Street, although they had done internships and they could have gone a more traditional route. But in their own way, you've been a big inspiration in their lives. You were nice enough. I said, hey, would you talk to my two nephews? They think they can make a go of something here, and they wanted to run the plan by you. And you told me at the time you were pretty impressed. And it ended up that they bought this business. How they ever got loans from a bank with no collateral was beyond my imagination, but they convinced a lot of us.
Maybe they told them that they were your nephew.
No, I doubt it. That would have been a strike.
That would have stunted that agreement?
Yeah, that would have killed that deal.
you know what? In fairness, excuse me, they never used that.
Yeah. Yep.
And Anthony, you read this garbage more than I do. They sent me these reports, but all I know is I pretty much have gotten most of my investment back.
No, it's amazing.
And the rest is just profit, and they did it in, 2 years?
Yeah, so what they did was they were searching for a business. They had a private equity background from their internships and training. Mm-hmm. Sean introduced me to them. I'm like, dude, Sean, I may suck as a White House communications director, but you know I'm halfway decent at evaluating talent, right? I mean, you and I were recruiting Bill Shine into that job. Isn't he doing a great job, right? So I looked at these two kids, honey, and I said, okay, these guys know exactly what they're doing.
Are you calling Sean honey?
I'm calling you honey. I'm looking over at you, baby.
Okay.
I call Sean honey in our private time. I don't call him honey on our podcast, okay?
You guys have a back room in this place?
No. We got a car outside.
So
works just as
so
well.
Anyway, make a long story short, they buy this process engineering company at a very steep discount. They've got a 34% return on the capital unlevered. And so for our podcast listeners, that's just basically if I put a dollar into something, they're going to give me 34 cents back in my first year. So I'll get 100% of my capital out of the thing in 3 years. And then I'm taking upside in growth from there. And so that's what good investors do, the value of compounding. And so anyway, Sean and I put our money in this thing, and hats off to these kids. And so this is the thing about
America.
Well,
as a mom, I need to understand, so what do you do to raise? First of all, I love when I hear that siblings team up and do something. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's my greatest wish in life is that our kids get along and are friends as adults.
Oh, they will.
Right?
Yeah, listen, that happens. But, you know, the best thing that I did it a little differently the way my older sister raised her kids. They were almost purely academic. I wanted more of a mix of my son was a natural athlete. My daughter's a natural athlete. And so I went down the road. My son was a hockey player until he broke his leg. And I guess he was 8 years old. So he missed the season. And then as soon as his leg healed, he just got on a tennis court and joined a league. And, you know, he started beating every kid he was playing. And somehow I got stuck in the tennis world.
Mm-hmm.
And he became a tennis player, and my daughter followed thereafter. And long story short, he's now in his second year at Wake Forest. Last year, for the first time in school history, they won the national championship.
Nice.
They won the ACC championship. They won the national indoor championship. I mean, the kid got 4 rings, did Division I in 1 year, and it's been the experience of his life. My daughter is now being recruited by, you know, a lot of really top schools in the country. She's a junior. In eighth grade, she came in third in New York State, and she doesn't play that anymore because, you know, like I'm taking her to Memphis over Thanksgiving, and she plays all these big, huge national tournaments. And this summer, she'll be playing international tournaments like my son did.
So you tried to mix like some physical stuff with some the cerebral stuff.
The thing is, they practice every day, and then they got their school every day, and when they hit the pillow at night, they're dead.
Oh my God, that's the best. I know. Yeah, I try to even do that now with our little guys, you know? I try to exhaust them in any way possible. And then when they have a good night's sleep.
Try to do it with your older one sitting next to you. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah, he's crazy. He doesn't even need sleep.
I don't need to.
Are you like that
either.
Too? Yeah, I feel like you guys have that same composition.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing out on life if I'm sleeping.
Right, I know. I always like look over at him. I'm dead asleep, and he's like on his phone texting. He's reading a book. He's crazy.
Well,
why you guys are infinitely smarter than most people roaming around.
You know what, Deirdre? I don't even think it's smart as much as driven and hardworking. I think, learn any business. You can learn any business, but you have to have that internal drive that gets you up at 4 in the morning in Anthony's case. You know, usually when I'm going to bed at 4 in the morning, I've already prepped my day for the next day, or at least a portion of it. And then feel like I don't feel like I work every day. I'm on the air 4 hours a day, but I don't feel like I'm working 4 hours a day.
But don't you feel like that's a huge gift? To be blessed with that kind of drive, I think it's a humongous, it's a curse and a blessing, but I think it's so much better than not having any motivation. You know what I mean? To have excess amounts of it is like something that I personally think is great.
I always thought that was going to end any day. I always thought I was doing my last show.
Boy, we really are alike, man.
You got the hunger.
Sean, I feel poverty every day. How crazy is that, right?
If you really look closely at me, you know how I dress. I wear jeans, T-shirts, golf shirts. I don't have any jewelry. I have no expensive, crazy cars. I do that because I just want to remember where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, my dad had the Timex watch. He didn't have a Rolex watch. And
still
I just don't
want to
get
time.
Caught up in the trap. Meanwhile, everybody else in my family has everything they want. I just for my own personal use. I'm not that interested in stuff. I don't care.
That's also a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Mooch with his diamond ruby flag. What'd you say, Sean?
Hey, Sean, so she buys me this diamond-encrusted flag. Joy Behar at The View says, what are those, rhinestones? I said, hey, honey, I'm a nouveau riche Italian from Long Island. You think I'm wearing rhinestones? What the hell's wrong with you? Right?
I know.
So what did I get Deirdre for Christmas? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, what'd you get for Christmas?
I'm still working on it with her best friend, okay? And it'll be something magnificent.
No,
okay?
You know what?
I'm not sure what it's
so
going to be
corny.
Yet.
All I want for him for Christmas is just some time without your phone. That's all I need.
That's all you need?
Put the phone down.
How much time are you taking over Christmas?
So we're actually going on a 10-day cruise to the Caribbean, and then I'm going to take a week off at Christmas, so... this is my time to take a little bit of a holiday, Sean. I've been blitzing, as you know. I was in 26 cities in 8 weeks between the book, the media tour,
crazy.
And raising money for Skybridge. You know, and so we're going to be doing our SAW conference.
Here's the deal.
You got
while you're on the cruise, at least, just check your phone twice a day for 15 minutes. That's it.
All right, I'm going to try to do that.
Crazy, he might jump off the boat.
I'm going to try to do that as I'm like Gilligan, as I'm like Gilligan swimming for the island where there's a satellite dish.
Oh my God,
I'm going to try to do
that. The minute we get to a port, he'll be running to the place with the nearest Wi-Fi.
So, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So before I let you go, you did something in 2011 that was amazing on your show. I'm going to tell you the exact date. It was December 23rd, 2011. And you had a cutaway to President Reagan.
Yeah, we have
remember
it recorded.
I have
on
it on the DVR.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, Sean? I don't know if you remember. This is 7 years ago, but you had a cutaway to President Reagan. He was in the White House giving his Christmas greeting from the desk in the Oval Office. Do you remember this?
I remember the tape. I don't remember the exact words.
But my point is, and the reason I'm bringing this up is that you and I grew up in the era of Reagan. And so for people that are our children's age that would only see him, you know, as a video or some hagiography from three and a half decades ago, what would you say about President Reagan to somebody? Your impression?
Look, Reagan was the man for his time. I don't know. You know, I really do believe that God has really blessed this country. And when you look at events unfolding in Europe and all over the world, and you when you see tens and tens of thousands of people in a caravan, you know, marching for thousands of miles to get to the United States, you know, it should, as we now approach Thanksgiving, give us some pause to realize that we have been granted and given something that people don't know around the world, and that is the opportunities that America offers. And Reagan, I think, it's one of the best in communicating America's goodness and America's greatness. Mm-hmm. And its greatness are its people. Its goodness is the principle of limited government and greater freedom and greater responsibility. And I think that, you know, we forget that a lot of people sacrificed a lot of blood, toil, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of limbs, their entire lives so that we could live free. And, you know, Reagan captured that. Even though maybe stylistically Donald Trump is more harder, he's harder, he's tougher, he's more confrontational, he's still implementing those same principles. He has deregulated more than any president ever in history, the lowest tax cuts in history. So these principles that Reagan really started, and I would say there's three waves of conservatism in my lifetime that we've witnessed. One is the Reagan Revolution. The other would be Newt Gingrich coming into power in 1994. And that was the first time Republicans had the Congress in 40 years. And now Donald Trump, after 8 years of Obama, his values, his views, his governance are all conservative. And as I look at those three waves, every time we implement those certain principles, the American people, I always call them the forgotten men and women that nobody seems to care about, always end up doing better. And I don't think this is a zero sum game. As you know, with business, Anthony, you know, there's no limit to how big this pie can grow. There's not, you know, our success is not predicated on somebody else failing. And the heights to which anybody in this country can go is really going to be determined by how much drive they have in their own heart and soul to go out and create goods and services that people want, need, and desire, and how hard they're willing to work. And every American can find, you know, I went to Catholic schools, but the Latin derivative from education means to bring forth from within. Well, that's predicated on the idea that God made every man, woman, and child on this earth. Mm-hmm. And every one of us has some talent. And I believe that as part of our service in life and maturity in life, we've got to learn to serve other people. And while you're serving other people, you can be creating things that make their lives easier, or services that you're providing that make their lives easier, but also puts a lot of money in their pocket and provides a livelihood for their families. It's like the perfect system. Everyone has always, for whatever reason, there's always this appeal of socialism that, well, we're going to take from them and we'll give to them and we'll all be equal. Well, that's going to take all the incentive, the guy you're taking from, for ever doing anything good again. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't put the responsibility on the shoulders of others to do their little part. It doesn't matter what you do. You know, if my mom was a prison guard, if you're a prison guard, be the best prison guard you can be. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was family court probation. If, you know, you're going to do that, do the best you can do, you know, to help families in crisis.
That was like last week we were in Europe, and it was like super poignant to me. Remember, we went into this little square in a cafe in Belgium, and I felt so sad because literally it was like 5 o'clock. It was freezing, dark. Everyone's smoking. You can't see through the smoke, and they're sitting in this cafe eating whatever they're eating.
It felt like bleak socialism.
Oh my
That's
God.
Really what it felt
I felt like I was in like I don't even know. I felt like it, but it was just so like eye opening to me that there was no energy there. Nobody cared to do anything. They were fine with what they were doing. And I looked over at Anthony and I said to him, what are these people going to go home and do tonight? Like, there's nothing to do. Like, nothing to look forward to. It's all just the same.
Deirdre, what you're saying is profound. Think of it this way. If all three of us, I mean, you know, AAA type personalities, if our lives were upended and taken away from us, and you got up every day and you had no purpose, that would be, to me, the worst punishment you could
ever
have.
It's a death sentence. You know what I mean? Yeah, it really is. But I feel like when people don't travel outside of this great country, they don't realize how absolutely awesome it is and how lucky we are. And I know that sounds so corny, but it's so true. You have to go and see other places, and then you realize, like, damn, we're like in the middle of like the best place ever with so much opportunity. So,
you ever watch Mike Rowe's show, Dirty Jobs?
Yes.
It's a great show.
It's gross, but yeah.
No, it's gross, but you know, you think about it, every one of those jobs is a service that somebody does to make money to buy their house and their truck and put their kids through school and put food on their table and get health insurance.
Literally, there is something for everybody, like you said. Yeah. You know, and whatever you're going to do, do it and do it well. My dad always said, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, leave it the place or whatever it is better than when you found it. And
oh, absolutely.
I totally agree with that. Like, you know, we have the opportunity.
Like, for example, I'll give you a negotiating aspect of this. It's so obvious to anybody that listens to your podcast that you are so superior than Anthony. You are the lead on this show. You know, so the only way this show is going to continue to succeed is if you're on it. And if we're going to be really fair about it, you should get 90% of the revenue, and Anthony should only get 10.
Okay, well, I'm good with that.
Can you pick up my balls? Or they've rolled over there by the window. Can you pick them up?
I don't know what I said.
I want to put them back in my sack.
Listen, Anthony's balls are so big they drag on the floor, so he doesn't need any.
Oh, my God. There's Flintstone here.
Exactly.
Anthony, did you ever
can't say that to an Irish guy because you know they got the Irish curse going, baby. You can't say that.
Right? That's all not true. It's a myth. did you ever hear the story about the president and how he'll refer to Anthony?
No.
Uh-oh.
Anthony refrains from telling me any stories.
No, go ahead, Shawnee.
So he has his amazing first press conference at the White House when he went there.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
She was mad at me,
Sean. Right.
I watched the first one, and I'm like, you crushed it.
The only one.
You went in, there was a whole new energy vibe. It was like it was spectacular. Anyway, the 11 days go by. You blow up the place. All hell breaks loose. And so the president, at one point, I remember seeing him with you, and he starts going, oh, there's not one Anthony. Most people have one personality, not Anthony. There's two Anthonys. There's Harvard Anthony, and then there's Street Anthony.
That's true.
I brought him over here, I wanted Harvard Anthony. And what does he do? He starts cursing everybody out. And Street Anthony.
Anthony got the best of him.
Sean, what you learn, though, is when you're an entrepreneur, you're building your own team. When you're meeting these idiots, you're like, okay, I got to get rid of these idiots. So I didn't handle it right. I admit it. I admit it in the book. But I still admire the president, very loyal to his agenda, and I want to help him succeed, as I know you do. So,
absolutely.
You know, you've been an amazing friend on so many different levels.
So have you. You're like family to me.
But I'm going to tell our listeners something that Sean Hannity does that they may or may not know. Okay,
what?
Is that you know how to share success. And of all of my friends that I've met in my life, you're the one that you're one of my first calls when something good is happening to me, Sean, because I know you're
Neil,
the
do
dude.
Do you have any love songs we could play in the back?
Yeah, play a little bit of a love song.
Just
I know,
you and
But I know you're the dude that will cheer me on. And I hope you feel the same way about the Scaramucci's, man, because I love seeing all the stuff that you do.
Why would I ever want my friends to do badly?
No, but some of these idiots are like that, Sean. You know, there's a lot of zero-sum game idiots in our lives, right? You've seen them in the media, right?
The Golden Girls. Back
They're on
again.
The fake news channel.
Oh, my God.
God bless
you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right. See you guys.
See you soon, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.